back here with you. Okay, so how should we do this? Questions or?
You can start, start talking about Nulchas.
Nulchas, okay.
This is my
Okay, so I understand that you're learning the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Dinim of Kriya Shema, and Brachas of Kriya Shema. So, okay, obviously the first essential question is about the proper zman for saying Kriya Shema. So you're probably seeing that there are two dais. There, in general, the two dais about whenever we deal with zmanim. So there are two dais in the poskim about how to divide up the day. Whether we divide up the day from alos hashachar, which is dawn, until tseisa kochavim, or do we divide up the day from a later point, netzachama, and stop at an earlier point at shkia sachama. In either case, a day is divided into 12 parts, 12 equal parts, which we call shos manios, and all the zmanim that are spoken about in the Mishnah about zman kriya shma being shalosh shos and zman tefillah being dalet shos, and for other inyanim of mincha etc. being six and a half hours, they're all based on the division of the day into 12 equal parts, 12 shos manios. And that division, being tali in this machlokas, is that division go from alos to tseis, or does it go from neitz to shkias achama? Really, the Mishnah says in Megillah that all the mitzvos that are yichayv to do by yom, you're really yotze at alos hashachar. The real start of day in halacha is alos hashachar. In practice, we are told most of the mitzvos that we do by day, we're only supposed to do after neitz, for example, kriyas hamegillah on Purim. We're only supposed to do it after Neitz HaChama, although technically one is Yotze from Alos HaShachar and on, but you're only supposed to do it after Neitz HaChama because since Alos HaShachar is the very, very beginning of the day, and it's easy to make a mistake and be just a bit too early, and then it's still the night. So in order to ensure that we don't do the mitzvah Sayom Balayla, so Chazal HaMasaka, by most of the mitzvahs that we have to wait for Neitz HaChama, by most mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, we don't wait till actually Neitz HaChama. Some things such as Kriya Shema, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait mamash till Neitz HaChama, but the beginning of the Zman, is from Mishayaka, Bein Tchelis Olavin, the Zman of Mishayaka. So let's just talk about that for a minute, about the earliest time for Kriya Shema before we get to the Sof Zman. Tchelis Zman's Kriya Shema L'chatchila is Mishayaka, Bein Tchelis Olavin. There are situations where a person is Shas Adchak, when he has to do it earlier, it can be Yotzi even earlier. But l'chatchila, when it's to wait for the zman of Mishayakar. So the question is, what is that zman? What is the zman of Mishayakar ben Tchelis Olavin? That zman has a few ramifications. Number one, in terms of making a bracha on your talis, or making a bracha, or tzitzis, talis kat and talis gadol, or making a bracha on tefillin. L'chatchila, one should not make a bracha on tzitzis or on tefillin before the zman of Mishayakir bein tchelis d'lovin, the time that you could distinguish, it's light enough outside to distinguish between the tchelis and the tzitzis, and the bluer strings, which most of us don't have now, some people do, but most of us don't, and the lovin and the white of the tzitzis. So the zman at which you're able to be makir, you could distinguish the difference between them, which is the same as the zman as Mishayakir. Forget the exact lesson, but he recognizes his friend Mishayakar's chaveru haragin l'moktsas at dalet amos. Four amos away, you could recognize a person who you have not your best friend who you know him from a mile away, but a person who you have a somewhat of a familiarity with. When you could recognize that it's him, then that's also the zman. It's the same zman. So what is that in reality? I mean, nowadays we have lighting, and we have especially indoors. I mean, indoors you can't judge that at all because in a illuminated room, so it's not you can't tell at all. But even outside, you can't always tell. So what is that zman? So there are many different days. If you look on, everybody has nowadays their electronic, luach zmanim, and there you probably see over there also many different zmanim listed. The earliest zman that the post can give is quite early, and that's up to even an hour before Neitz HaChama, an hour before sunrise. The poskim say it's not quite that early, it's more like 50 minutes. In reality, what we try, when possible, to work with a much later shita, much later shita, which is 35 minutes, 35 minutes before Netzach Hama. In other words, l'chatchila, if possible, one should avoid making a bracha on talis and tefillin before, if it's any earlier than 35 minutes before Netzach Hama. That's man comes, it's Torah Shebal Peh, but b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, who, from what I understand, when he was asked to give his man, he said, well, there's no exact man, it depends on the day. On a cloudier day, it's going to take longer. You have to get closer to Nates than on a more clear day. But when he was pressed to give his man, that says, you know, rather than a person having to judge every single day on his own, so he said, once it's 35 minutes, then you could be safe. You could be confident that it's already considered Mishiyakir. You don't have to worry about the particular clearness of the day. And I did see also there's tshuvas, there's a sefer called Yisa Yosef, which are tshuvas written by Rav Yosef Efrati from Yerushalayim, who was a very close confidant of one of the Gedolei Ador, Rabbi Yashiv, Zichron Lebracha. So the tshuvas Yisa Yosef, they're written by Rav Efrati, but they are all tshuvas discussing Rav Yashiv's Psukim and shitas and various things, but they're not just one line quotes. They're the entire tshuvas that he wrote based on Rav Yashiv's psukim. So he says also there, although one might say in Eretz Yisrael it might be different, but he says also the zman of, if I'm not mistaken, 35 or maybe 36, but it came out the exact, I think it was 35 minutes, the same as they say b'shem Rav Moshe. So if one can, one should wait for 35 minutes before making a bracha on talis and tefillin, which means that, in other words, let's say you're davening at a Netzach Hama minyan. If you're davening at 7:30 here and Netzach Hama today was around somewhere around 7:10 or earlier, then don't really have any problem. But if you're davening at a minyan that gets to Shachris at Netzach Hama of a Sikkim minyan, so then you want to still try not to make a bracha on talis and tefillin before till 35 minutes before. On a regular weekday Shachris, it's not a big deal because even at a Netzach Hama minyan, they don't usually start davening till about 25 minutes before. And even if you want to say brachos before, that's no problem. You're allowed to say brachos hashachar before Zman Mishayakar. That's not a question. The only question is when you want to putting on your talis and tefillin. What becomes a little bit more tricky is on Shavuos, for example, or any other Shabbos or Yontif, when you're davening, if you're davening Kivasikin. Shavuos is the most common example where B'nai Yeshiva will be davening Kivasikin on and Tzayantiv. Davening is much longer. To get up to Shemon Esrei, there's Pesukin Zira much longer. So to wait for 35 minutes, then you have to perhaps rush a little bit to make it up to Shemon Esrei at Nates. I know what we do and what we've done in the Kol in Chicago. What they do is they actually say brachas and they daven through Mizmor Shir before, and then people put on their talis. They try to time it that they put on the talis at exactly 35 minutes before Nates and then go straight to Baruch Sha'amar, so at least you save the time for brachas and for anything else they might be saying up to there, and then they start Baruch Sha'amar 35 minutes and, you know, 50 minutes, right. So I'm saying there are definitely, I mentioned where there are poskim that say this amount of 50 minutes or even 60 minutes. There is a prima godam that says even an hour before. There are poskim like that. It's hard to see that, no pun intended, but it may be different in different parts of the world. It's hard to understand why, let's say 60 minutes, why that's called Mashiach. Personally, what I tell people is that if everything is lechatchila, if you're not in a particular rush, you just want to daven into the Sikkim minyan, wait for 35 minutes. What the shadow that comes up more frequently is people that are davening early because they have to catch a plane. Or the less desirable situation, people that are going in for surgery. It seems to me, for some reason, every single person that goes for surgery has the first appointment in the morning, at least in Chicago, which is, 6:30 in the morning, and he's supposed to be ready. He's supposed to be, ready to be wheeled into surgery at 6:30 in the morning, which during the summer is not a big deal, but during the winter is extremely difficult when Netzach Hama is at 10 after 7 or later, and he's supposed to be, he has a plane to catch, a 6:30 flight or whatever it is. So then we push a little bit earlier, and we rely on the earlier Zmanim, tell people to daven up till and through Yishtabach before Mishayakir, and try to then put on their talis and or tefillin at, if possible, no earlier than 45 to 50 minutes before Netzachama. See, I want to mention one other thing. It's not just the question of the bracha on Talis and Tefillin. If it would just be for that, so theoretically you could put them on before and make the bracha even later. You could make the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei, which some minyanim do. There are minyanim during the winter that don't make a bracha on Talis and Tefillin until after Shemoneh Esrei. But the question is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you may have seen it already or you'll see it, Ipaskins, that really you should not say the bracha of Yotzer Or, Yotzer Ma'oros. You should not say either before Mishayakir. So that's, there you're stuck. I mean, there's no way of, if you want to comply, you know, with that Mishnah Berurah, there are Mekilim, but if you want to comply with that Mishnah Berurah and only say, start the bracha of Yotzer after Mishayakir, so you have to decide, what am I considering Mishayakir? So again, if you have to daven early, but you have the liberty to wait till 35 minutes, so then wait, daven through Yishtabach, either without Talis and Tefillin or without making a bracha on Talis and Tefillin, then after Yishtabach, after you finish Yishtabach before Yotze Or, because if ever you have to be mafsik, that's the easiest place, although it's not mutter stam to be mafsik there, but it's for a dvar mitzvah, if you have to be mafsik, it's better to be mafsik after Yishtabach before you start Yotze Or. So a situation like this, daven through Yishtabach, then put on your Talis and Tefillin, then you know, try to get up there 35 minutes before Neitz, and then put in your Talis and Tefillin and continue. If it has to be a little bit earlier, so you have the liberty of being samech on the other post, doing it up to, as I said, 45 to 50 minutes. If a person's, you know, has no choice, or then this, you could do it even earlier, up, you know, in 60 minutes before, relying on those poskim. But those are, you know, but the evidence, we try lechatchila not to rely on these earlier zmanim when we don't have to.
It sounds like you're saying that it's better to have Talis and Tefillin between Tzvi Zera and Gershon. Is that better than being on before without Rafa?
So it's brought down different ways, different places, brought down different ways. What I say again, if a person is, if time is really of essence, so you don't want to take the extra time after Yishtabach, you'd rather have them on and just make the brachas, and then that's fine, you could do it before. If you're not in a particular rush, then wait and put them on. You're in a rush, obviously you have to daven early, but you know, you're not counting the seconds, and you have time to put them on after Yishtabach, then I would advise doing it that way. Wait till after Yishtabach, and then put them on after Yishtabach, and with the bracha, and then continue. Because there's always a mile to putting them on with the bracha. And Father Cheshbon, so if you could wait till after Shabbat, do it. But if the time is really important, better to put them on before and not have to make, you know, not have to start a couple of minutes earlier. Put them on before, and put them on before, so you save the few minutes of putting them on, and then when you need them, when you're really pressed for time, and then just make the bracha at Mishayakir and go on. Okay, so again, it's this three madregas of what do we call Mishayakir, and what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to wait for Mishayakir to do? When a person is really Mishas al-Chak, so we know Ramesh Feinstein in his Chuvas was Makel during the Chuvas that were written during the energy crisis going back to the 70s, when there was the United States, or at least portions of the United States, including New York, I don't know if it was nationwide, but New York certainly was practicing daylight savings time throughout the year. They didn't go back to regular time because they wanted it to get dark, or to get light earlier, get light later in the day, in order that it should get dark later. And as they wanted to push things off, because they figured once people are in their office, they're staying, they don't want them to have to turn on all the electricity, all the lights, till or people at home as well, till later in the day. They wanted it to get dark later, so it was worth it to get light later, in order to get dark later. So anyway, in any case, the result was that the Neitz HaChama was much later, because if you keep daylight savings time, then it doesn't get light till much later. And Neitz HaChama got very late, and it was very difficult for people, especially people working, to be able to daven at a time that was halachically acceptable. So Moshe was makel that people could actually put on their tefillin long before Mishayakir, after Alos, relying on one Shitas Rishonim, that once you're up for the day, you're not going to fall asleep anyway, so you're allowed to put in tefillin, and even Paskin to make a bracha, because he felt that to put on tefillin without a bracha would at least for Bali Batim, who don't necessarily have the same appreciation as a bentar, as a yeshiva man, they don't understand that a mitzvah is a mitzvah and the bracha is a bracha. And even if you can't make the bracha, but the mitzvah is still a mitzvah, so he told them to make the bracha when they put on their tefillin, even then. However, lemaisa, we don't rely on that when we don't have to, and we wait to make the bracha later, wait to put the tefillin on later, or else wait to make the bracha later, and as I said, try to wait for Mishiyakim. Okay, so that's in terms of the earliest man for talis the tefillin, and resultantly the earliest man for kriyas shema as well on the lechatchila dika situation. In terms of the latest man, so we have there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. There's a machlokas whether the latest man is Netzachama, or the latest man is Gimel Shos Bayom. So we paskin that you have till Gimel Shos, you have till 3 hours in the day in order to say Kriyat Shema. You don't have to say Kriyat Shema by Netzachama. However, I was discussing with Rabbi Halder, Rabbi Shabbos, there is a Mishnah Berurah over here. I don't see it right now, but there's a Mishnah right here that says that that l'chatchila one should not be misacher till l'sof hazman. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, we'll go back later to the Magen Avraham and grow to the two zmanim, which we started off with. But before that, there's a Mishnah Berurah that says that l'chatchila a person anyway shouldn't wait till l'sof hazman. Which the question is, what does that mean? What does he mean? He shouldn't wait till the sof hazman. Is it is reason makdima? What is he saying? So the maramakim that the Mishnah Berurah gives in that is the shnos Eliyahu b'shem haYerushalmi. From what I recall, this I don't see it in front of me right now, but it's I believe he quotes the shnos Eliyahu b'shem haYerushalmi. The shnos Eliyahu, if you look, is the parish of the Vilna Gaon on the Mishnayis brachas. We have you know the back of the Mishnayis. We have the Vilna Gaon on Zroim, a Mishnah Zroim, and a Mishnah Taras, we have a parish of the Vilna Gaon, and on Zroim it's called Shnos Eliyahu. So over there, with the Vilna, if you look up the Vilna Gaon on this Mishnah, the Machlok, this Mishnah that has a Machlok is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, where the Sofsman Kriyashma is Netzachamo, or the Sofsman Kriyashma is Gimel Shos, the Vilna Gaon says over there that from the Shami that although we paskin that you have till Gimel Shos, that's only b'di'evid. And lechatchila, one should say kriyashma by neitzachama. Lechatchila, one should be machbe for the man de armor, the mishnah that sovsman kriyashma is neitzachama. So on that, therefore, based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila lo yisacher at sof hazman. Don't wait for the end of his man, meaning say kriyashma earlier, which lechora translates to say kriyashma before neitz. That's what he seems to be saying because he's quoting this gra b'shem Yerushalmi that says it's only b'di'evid to be samech on the sheet of Gimel Shos. So I had an opportunity one time, about 25 years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I had an opportunity to ask a number of shayles to Rabbi Yashiv over the course of a couple of weeks, for a few minutes during the day for about 2 weeks. So I asked him if that was shot in this Mishnah Berurah. I had assumed that that's what the Mishnah Berurah might have meant. So I asked him if that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. And he said, yes, that is what the Mishnah Berurah means, that l'chatchila, one should try to say Kriyat Shema by Netzachama. But then he said to me, but you have to understand what l'chatchila means. Meaning, he says, if you're learning in yeshiva, and you're going to get up early to fulfill this, to say Kriyat Shema before Netzachama, and then you're going to be drowsy and tired and falling asleep the whole morning, say that, he says, that's also not l'chatchila. He says, you have to, you know, a person has to be shokel drachav and know what's when you have various mitzvahs to fulfill and you have learning to do, so you have to make a cheshbon of what takes preference over what's more lechatchila. Avadi, you have to daven bisman and say kriyashma bisman, but if we're somich on the zman of Gimel Shos and you want to be mahader to what's more lechatchila to say kriyashma before neitzachama, you have to make sure that you're not it's not yotza scharo behefseido. And that's what he said. So I explained that what I was asking that. Okay, I said, but sometimes there are plenty of times during the winter when Netzachama is very late, and even now Netzachama is, and a person might be up anyway before Netzachama and might be in the Beis Medrash already learning. And for example, today I believe Netzachama in Miami. When I came, it was 7:09. So today it's a couple of minutes before maybe. So. Person may very well may be up then anyway, and learning. So the question which I asked Rabbi Yashiv, should one say Kriyat Shema without davening? You're not davening at a Vesikamin. You're davening with the yeshiva. You're davening whatever time you're davening. Should one say Kriyat Shema before an Netzachama in order to be Yotzei this L'chatchila? And the way I phrased the question is assuming you could put on your tefillin. We know that it's brought that one is not supposed to say Kriyat Shema in the morning without tefillin, and when it does so is Ki'ilu Meyed Eid Sheker Ba'atzmo. So So the way I ask the question is, if you assume you could put on your tefillin and say Kriya Shema before Netzachama, should you do that even if you're, it's not going to be with the brachas? There's another lechatchila to say Kriya Shema as part of the Seder HaBrachas, as part of this Smichas Gula the tefillah, say it b'makomo. But is it kedai to say it earlier before Netz at the expense of saying it, you know, as been saying with the Seder HaBrachas? So to that he said, yes, it is kedai, assuming that, you know, lechatchila you're not going to ruin your morning, then it is kedai to do that. And I didn't realize he was speaking about this before I came, but I know that I have written down at home many other poskim that say the same thing. What comes to mind is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I think it's right here in Siman Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also says it's kedai to say Kriya Shema before Netz, even out of the Seder HaBrachas. He says at least the first parsha. That's the way Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it, from my recollection. You could check it up. But I believe he says at least the first parsha you should say. And a number of other poskim, I believe, again, from memory, but I believe in Shal Shuvas Aznidbaru from Rabbi Yamin Zilber. I don't remember it all where, but there's a Maftech, you could probably find it. I believe he quotes Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, who was the Mashkiach, the Panovich Yeshiva, wasn't necessarily known for his Psak Halacha, but I believe he quotes Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein that says also it's Kedai to say Kriya Shema before Netz, if you can, even if it's out of the Seder HaBrachas. So many poskim say to do this. And as I said, Rabbi Yashiv told me, you know, directly that it is kedai to do it if you're able to, and be yotzei this the inyan of lechatchila of saying Kriya Shema before the zman. When I was discussing it on that occasion, when I was in Eretz Yisrael at that time, discussing it later with somebody else, so he told me that I shouldn't have fed Rebel Yashiv the information I did. What I said is, assuming you can put on your tefillin, I was speaking, like, you know, from knowledge. I know you have to have your tefillin on. So I said, assuming you have your tefillin on, should you summon somebody? You shouldn't have said that, because he would have told you that even if you don't have your tefillin on, it's kedai. It's even kedai to say it before Netz. This is what he told me. This is what this person told me. Rebel Yashiv holds it's kedai to say it before Netz, even without your tefillin on. Which could be, but I, as I said, fed him the question with your tefillin. So they say, Rebel Yashiv, when you asked him Shalos, he didn't necessarily, you know, go through every single detail and say even without your tefillin. He didn't necessarily do it. It could be he held even without your tefillin, but you didn't ask that. You asked with your tefillin, so he answered what I asked. So I don't know what he would have held without your tefillin. I didn't have an opportunity after that to clarify. But that much I can tell you. He said at least if you're able to put your tefillin on, obviously Shabbos it's not nogeya your tefillin. So Shabbos it's easier if you're getting up to learn whatever it is, and you could say Kriya Shema before it, Netzach Hama, you have a mila to do that. Okay, but okay. So I'll get to that. That's what I get to now. So this, we don't have a mafurish, a Mishnah Berurah that speaks it out clearly, but we do have a Mishnah Berurah that seems to be alluding to that. And as I said, Rabbi Yashiv agreed that is the Pshat Mishnah Berurah. In terms of the other question, so we know that what I started with, got a little detour, but I started with is that the day is could be divided up between Alos and Tzeis, so between Netz and Shkia, and it makes a big difference. Then it comes out two different zmanim as to when it is considered the end of Gimel Shos. And we know that this is called the Machlokas Magen Avram and Grah. The Magen Avram held you divide up the day from Alos till Tzeis, and the Grah held you divide up the day from Netz till Shkia. And that's also the sheet of the Shulchan Acharav, that like the Grah in this Indian, that you divide it from Netz till Shkia. So it comes out the zman is later if you do that. Now, how much later? Well, so if you just touches on another very big machlokas, how do you determine what is Alos HaShachar? What time is Netz HaChama? We pretty much know. Not that there's no machlokas about that, but we go with sunrise. That you could look at your digital Mayzmanim or whatever calendar you look at and says sunrise, that's called Netz HaChama. What's Alos HaShachar? So one standard way of doing it that it was popular in America for many years is 72 minutes before Dalad Mil, 4 mil before Netz, which is, we assume a mil is 18 minutes, so it's 4 mil, 72 minutes before. So if Alos HaShachar is 72 minutes before Netz HaChama, if you make a cheshbon, it'll always come out that the Zman for Gimel Shos, Sof Zman Kriya Shema, based on the earlier Zman, based on the Magen Avraham, will be 36 minutes earlier than the Zman of the Vilna Gaon. However, there are those that cheshbon Alos HaShachar differently based on the number of degrees, 16.1 degrees, that the sun is 61 degrees before beneath the horizon. And that's a whole speech unto its own, whether or not, which is the correct way. According to that way, Elos HaShachar comes out earlier. It has nafkaminas for when a taina starts, and it has nafkaminas for what we're talking about now. And Subzman Kriya Shema, like the Magen Avraham, will come out even earlier, which is one of the reasons why on your digital Zman, it'll say an early, it won't say 36 minutes before Neitz, it'll give you an earlier Zman. If you take it further, it'll give, probably give you a lot of different choices. But one of the basic choices they give you is 16.1 degrees before the before the horizon. So in any case, so Zman Kriya Shema Lefi the Magen Avraham is definitely earlier than the Gra, and that the Mishnah Berurah says you should do. Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you should. It's kedai to say Zman. It's kedai to say Kriya Shema before the Zman of the Magen Avraham. Even if you won't be saying it, I'll say it to Rabrachas. It's kedai to do that. Now, Rabbi Kiveger gives an Eitzah. Kiveger in the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch gives an Eitzah that in order to, he's discussing the Shilas. Is it kedai to say Zman? Is it kedai to say Kriya Shema like the Magen Avraham? Even if you'll end up saying it, not al pi seder habrachos. So Rabbi Kiveger says you can do it with it tonight. Say it with it tonight, and say make it tonight, and say that if I'm chayiv in Kriya Shema now, meaning if the zman, if the sof zman is lefi the Magen Avraham's cheshbon, then I want to be yotzi now by saying Kriya Shema. When I say later, will be divrei Torah ba'alma, because you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema twice l'shem chov. You're not supposed to have in mind twice that he's saying it l'shem chov, because that's a shaila bal tosif. But so you make it tonight and say, if this man is lefi the Magen Avraham, I have to convert it to be yotzi now. And what I say later will, during davening, will be divrei Torah. It will be merely divrei Torah. And if this man is like the Vilna Gaon, then I don't want to be yotzi now, because I'd rather be yotzi with the brachas. What I'm saying now should be divrei Torah, and what I say later will be the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's what the Rikki Vega says. L'char, you could do the same thing by Netzacham also. You could say it before Netzacham and make the same tonight. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this down. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this tonight by Kriya Shema. He talks about it tonight later by Sfiras HaOmer. If you're davening in a shul if you're davening Maariv early before it says, so he talks about saying Sfiras HaOmer. The Mechaber talks about it. They're saying Sfiras HaOmer with it tonight. That you know, if now is the Zman, I want to be Yotzi now, and if not me, oh, no, I'm sorry, not if now is the Zman, and if I won't remember to say Sfiras HaOmer later after it says I want to be Yotzi now, and if I will remember later, then I want what I'm saying now should be nothing. I want to be Yotzi later. There he brings this, and there's a big shaila. They ask why. You know why he said why the tznai is discussed over there and it's not discussed over here. There's a very big question in the pasuk: could you make a tznai? It's not so simple that tznai works, because we know that kol tznai sheinu k'tznai b'nei gadol b'nei Reuven is not a tznai. You probably saw that in Kedushin or other places. A tznai has to be able to have the details of tznai b'nei gadol b'nei Reuven. One thing is a tznai kafel, but another prat is it has to be a davar she'ef shalasos ayidei shaliach. That's one of the conditions. A tznai can only be made on something that can be done ayidei shaliach, and you can't be yotzi kriya shema with a shaliach. For that matter, you can't count sfiras HaOmer either with a shaliach. So the question is, if that's a factor, why isn't it a factor in both places? And is it a factor? Is it not a factor? But Kiveger doesn't seem to feel it is a factor here. So if you want to look, you take a Siddur Hagra. The Siddur Hagra has sections of halachas planted in different places before Birchas Kriya Shema, before by Baruch Hu. The Siddur Hagra, at least, I'm going by the Siddur Hagra the way it was published years ago. I know many Svarim have changed, and I don't know if there's an Oz V'Hadar Siddur Hagra now that might have things differently, or a Masifta Siddur Hagra. But in the old Siddur Hagras, there was halachas listed before Baruch Hu, and over there he discusses this shaila about whether you can make a tanai on Kriya Shema. I believe it's not from the Gra. It's from the Siach Yitzchak. I think it was Reb Melton. It was a Talmud of Reb Yisrael Salanter. I believe he discusses it. There's discussion about it from Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld about reasons why you might not need to be why the factor of something that's Efshel L'Chaim Al Yishliach might not be necessary here to explain why you could make it tonight. It's a discussion. But if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. He just says say Kriya Shema with the Magen Avraham Zman, even if it's before davening, rather than relying on the Zman of the Vilna Gaon and saying it with the brachas, as the Mishnah Berurah said. Sorry? So, l'chore not without tefillin. I mean, I would say that we rely on the Vilna Gaon. We pass like the Vilna Gaon. I remember just, you know, to come from a different perspective, years and years ago I heard when I was learning the West Side Kollel in New York, a chaver of Shimon Silver, I actually quoted him on Shabbos for something else. He's a rav now in Pittsburgh, I think the University of Pittsburgh. He learned in Gateshead, and he told me from the Rashiva of Gateshead, Leib Gerwitz, that the yeshiva they daven lefid is man of the Gron. They said they only made Kriyash by the Gron. So some bachram asked, he said, we'd like to be machber. Why can't the yeshiva daven a little bit earlier? In Eretz Yisrael, it's very common, they daven early. But so he asked, the some bachram approached him and said, could we daven earlier? Could we have a minyan earlier? So his response was, in the yeshivish world is the nar ein zman kriyashma. And thus is mitzvah. In the yeshivish world, there's only one zman kriyashma. That's with the Vilna Gaon. We rely on the Vilna Gaon, you know, lekula lechumra. That's what Rav Leib Gerwitz is the Rashiva of Gateshead, that was his response. The Mishmur doesn't say like that, but this is what he said. So I would say, maybe Taras Shara, that if putting on tefillin is not working when you're babysitting, or it's just not, it's going to, you know, disturb your whole morning and this and that, or maybe even you're babysitting, if your baby's quiet, so then you're probably learning, or you're getting, or whatever it is, or you're using the time for maybe just, you know, cheshmin, getting dressed. You probably don't have a lot of spare time to put on tefillin and take it off, and then, so then you really, if you, as long as you'll daven with the Zman of the Grot, rely on that. I'll quote one other thing I did hear from the Rish Kol in Chicago of David Zucker, told me that Rabbi Yaakov held, the Mon of Shech, he held, it's kedai to say Kriyat Shema before Neitz, but if you do that or you're samech on the Gra. Meaning he held not to say by the Magen from Zman either. He said Ilachatchila de Gizman is by Neitz. So if you can say it by Neitz, say it by Neitz. But if you're not saying it by Neitz, then you don't say it out of the Seder Brachas to be out to the Magen of Ram. That's Rabbi Yaakov held also. So even though the Mishnah Berurah does recommend it, there are Gedolim who took a different approach. So I would say I would use that Pshara. We usually go with the Mishnah Berurah. So if you could put on your tefillin, or if it's Shabbos, or if you're right before davening anyway, you're saying L'olam Yehayodim right before davening, and it's right now, it's before the Magen Avraham Zman. But if I wait till we get up to the bigger, so then say it, follow with the Mishnah Berurah. But if it's a question of the B'diyevet of saying without tefillin, then already you have plenty to rely on to be sung for the Gra. That's personally what I do.
Mishnah Berurah was with Brachas Kriyat Shema or without Brachas Kriyat Shema?
I'm thinking without Brachas Kriyat Shema. Yeah, if you could daven an early minyan, meaning if it's not a question of the yeshiva minyan, you're at Spain as manim, you're home anyway, and you could daven with an early minyan and daven before the Magen Avraham Zman, you know, matov is certainly a good thing to do. Okay, so that basically I think pretty much covers hopefully the Zman Kriyat Shema pretty much.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you very much.